When I prayed for this meeting, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Do you want to hear what he said? He said, tonight, he will turn the key in the lock of the shut door of your restrictions. You will be released from all restrictions and from all limitations in the name of Jesus. You will never ask the Lord again, here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Please fill it, Lord. We are not talking about cups. Jesus spoke about rivers, rivers. You're not just going to have a sip of power. You're going to swim home in a river of power. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. Deliverance from restrictions in Jesus' name. Amen. I started to preach through my interpreter. I preached 10 minutes when suddenly the Holy Spirit came into that building. It was electrifying. One drop of that anointing must have fallen on my interpreter because he fell to the ground. Right next to me, he was crying like a little boy, loud. My interpreter had become my interrupter. And while he was busy crying, I heard the Holy Spirit speak in my heart. And this is what he said. He said, the Lord said, my word in my mouth is just as powerful as my word is in your mouth. It sounded to me like a heresy at first. And he repeated, my word in your mouth is just as powerful as my word in my mouth. I got it. I grabbed it. My interpreter was up on his feet again. I continued preaching. Suddenly, I'm coming to the point why I tell you this story. Suddenly, I hear the Holy Spirit speak in my heart, and he said, pray for the totally blind people. Oh, my. Faith came into my heart. I said, how many totally blind people have we here? Four people stood up in one row in the middle of that building. One, two, three, four. And I said to them, I'm going to pray for you now. And in a few seconds, you will see me on the platform. I knew I was prophesying. But the devil came and whispered into my ear, this is the point. Are you listening? He whispered into my ear and said, what if nothing happens? Has the devil ever said that to you? Then it means the devil in Africa is the same devil as in America. What if nothing happens? But I was transferred into the time zone of faith. The Lazarus come forth, faith. I said, devil, if nothing happens, it doesn't matter. What matters now is that I obey the voice of the Holy Spirit. And then I shouted with all my might, in the name of Jesus, blind eyes open! And suddenly I hear screams. I can I can see. That place exploded. Isn't that wonderful? Today, in the name of Jesus, I'm prophesying now. Your restriction will be removed, number one. And number two, you will be delivered from the fear of man. In Jesus' name. You won't be able to open your mouth and speak forth the word of God and the Lord confirming what you speak about Jesus. Say amen. Are you happy? Hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray that you may leave this building as a fearless man and as a fearless woman. We always don't speak up because we don't want to offend people. But if we don't speak up, what about offending God? Speak up in Jesus' name. Speak up in Jesus' name. We need the fire of the Holy Spirit. Say amen. Without the fire of the Holy Spirit, we cannot work effectively for Jesus. I just read yesterday in the book of Judges, chapter 16, the story of Samson. Can I share with you what I read there? Samson's father-in-law had done a very terrible thing. When Samson was on the road, he gave Samson's wife, his daughter, to another man. Now, who wouldn't be as mad as a snake when somebody gives, or your father-in-law gives your wife to another man? And so was Samson. He was extremely angry and he wanted to take revenge on the Philistines. This is Old Testament. Please don't repeat this. Now, this is what we read there, but it struck me like fire. It says that Samson caught 300 foxes, tied them together in hairs, tail to tail. And since a fox has only one tail each, I think that he must have tied together two each. And then he did a cruel thing, so excuse me. He lit those tails with fire. And then he sent them into the harvest fields of the Philistines. And then he watched. He could see exactly where the foxes were running, because wherever the foxes were running, he could see fire starting to blaze. Then I thought of Jesus. Luke chapter 12 verse 49, he says, I have come to throw fire on the earth. What did he do? He took 70 disciples, linked them up two by two, gave them the fire of the Holy Spirit, to heal the sick, to cast out devils, to preach the gospel, to raise the dead, and sent them into the ripe harvest fields of Satan. I want to be such a fox for Jesus. That's number one. Number two is this. When Samson watched those foxes, I asked myself, what if Samson had joined the foxes together but forgot to light their tails? What would have happened? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And this is my point. We cannot work for Jesus without the fire of the Holy Spirit. You work your fingers to the bone. It's almost like slave labor. And you see no results. Jesus is saying to you today, you will receive power through the Holy Spirit. Say amen. Hallelujah. This means that the power of the Holy Spirit is fire power. Fire power. Glory to God. It's explosive. Hearts are being pricked. We read in Acts chapter 2.
What I began to see with Reinhard Bonnke is that he operated in an Elisha mantle. And what I saw with his departure, I believe there is a mantle that was released upon the evangelist upon the earth that is going to bring forth a double. There is a double grace. There is a double anointing that has come upon the evangelist that is going to prepare the harvest for double harvesting. I want you to get what I am saying to those of you that are watching, that we have literally entered into a decade of the great harvest. Hallelujah. The harvesting of souls. Souls coming to the kingdom of God. We have entered into the decade where, like the prodigal son who departed, came to himself and he came back to his father, who is our Father God. Hallelujah. And so there is going to be a drawing and massive signs and wonders as we have entered into this massive peak of harvest and glory to God. We're no longer going to speak about the experiences in Azusa Street or speak about the times of the old. For the Lord says, behold, I have done a new thing. Shall you not perceive it? I will make a way for you in the wilderness. Hallelujah. For there is something new that I am doing in the midst of my people. Mandoro Hosakaya. The Lord says in this season, I am calling thee to look ahead. Look ahead, for I am doing a great thing in the earth. Look ahead, declares the Lord, for there is nothing behind you, but everything I have set is before you, declares the Lord. Even the door has been opened before us. And God says, look ahead, for this will be the year of my hand. My hand is stretched upon the nations, and I shall reveal my power in such a great and powerful way. And they will know that I am he. Sokoya rebo sokoyanda balakadia halabaha. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. They will know that he is God, and beside him there is no other. Glory to God. God told Moses, go tell Pharaoh, I am that I am has sent you. Hallelujah. God had to announce himself in Egypt, not only to Pharaoh, but he announced himself to those principalities. These people were enslaved by demonic principalities, witchcraft. Hallelujah. Powers in the second heaven. They were bound in chains spiritually. But God had to reveal himself in power and cleanse. Hallelujah. You see, when God reveals himself in that dimension, he's also cleansing the people. Hallelujah. And I believe we are entering into a season of cleansing. That's what I am seeing. We are entering into a season of tremendous cleansing in the body of Christ. But the Bible says judgment must begin in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. And there is cleansing that is coming. Consecration. There is a hunger for fasting. There's going to be a hunger for seeking God. I want you to understand something. Nothing that is happening or is going to happen is going to be casual. There are people that are going to carry pregnancies at an old age. I want you to hear me closely. People that have been married and unable to conceive, they're going to carry babies full term at an old age. It is not going to make any medical sense. See, when God does miracles, they defy medical science. Oh my God. Hallelujah. When God begins to do things, he does things that begin to confound the wisdom of the wise. But I see, I don't know whose word this is for that is watching, but I am seeing literally old women carrying babies that have been waiting and waiting and waiting and even lost hope. Now you will carry that child and that child will bring you joy. I see wombs being opened. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For the Lord is displeased even with the killings of innocent children in the womb. The abortion has grieved the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is the hour of the Lord's reign. That's what I am seeing. The hour of the Lord's reign. He will reign in the earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I believe that we are entering into the season of fear revisiting, holy fear revisiting the house of God. There will be great conviction and many will turn away from their sinful ways and they will surrender and yield unto the Lord. Look ahead, that's what the Lord is saying unto thee. For many people have looked back. They have looked at what happened. They are not seeing what God is doing, and that is a problem. It becomes very dangerous when all we see is what happened, and we don't see what God is doing. For what God is doing is greater than what happened before. So fret not over the former. For behold, I am doing a new thing. We have entered the decade of the great harvest. Are you ready for what God is getting ready to do? There have been many great generals that have departed time, but what is the significance of their departure? Glory to God. For everything that happens, there is a purpose. And so I want you to know and understand this, that we have entered into a decade of the great harvest. As I said before, this year will be a year of signs and wonders. There are signs from above, from heaven, that we have never seen before, that will be manifested in this decade. Jesus promised us, he said, greater works than these you shall do. He promised a greater. Luke 12:49, I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it was already kindled. I want you to understand something. We have entered into a decade of harvesting. That mantle that was upon his life was great. I look at Elijah and Elisha, their walk, their journey. Before God would take Elijah, he told him to go and anoint his successor. There was a successor, hallelujah, that succeeded Elijah's departure. God took him. But then Elisha began to operate in the spirit of Elijah. Glory to God. But his mantle was even greater, that he was able to do greater signs in the earth. We're going to see greater miracles. You know, like when the Pharisees began to attack Jesus with their words, you know, asking him if he was going to heal on the Sabbath. And there was a man with a shriveled hand. And the Lord Jesus told him, stretch out your hand. Glory to God. He was made whole. You know, like when Jesus touched the lepers and they were healed. You know, those fascinating kind of miracles are what we're going to see. But there is going to be a great revival. A revival is going to kick off from Africa. I am telling you, it is going to spread like wildfire around the globe. But it is going to start Africa is like a well. It is a well for revival. And I see this waters are going to spread globally. Hallelujah. Even reaching America. Glory to God. But hallelujah. It has started right there in the heart of Africa. There is something about Africa. Africa is blessed. Glory to God. And revival is going to spread like wildfire across the globe. And my question to you is, are you ready for this great move of God? Hallelujah. Go tell somebody, we have entered into the decade of great signs and wonders and the great harvest, following the footsteps of Jesus. Get excited. Begin to rejoice. Salvation has come. I am telling you, salvation has come. You know, even some of those people you thought perhaps they're beyond redemption. You thought these ones are completely lost. I want you to understand something. Hallelujah. There is a drawing. Even family members. I see some family members that are going to repent and come to the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, within this decade. Hallelujah. Praise. I want you to rejoice. This is very powerful. Hallelujah. Even what God is doing to the life of Kanye West. Let me tell you something. There are many times that we criticize God's moves. Hallelujah. Even when we don't understand what God is doing. You see, God is raising up influential people in the body of Christ that have a voice to a particular people. There is a certain audience that some preachers can never reach, but then God will raise up people in Hollywood, give them a voice, glory to God, that will reach them for the purpose of harvesting. I want you to see how God is operating in the land. For the Bible says, the laborers are few, but the harvest is plenty. And so God is raising up people that operate in that mantle, that great mantle. Hallelujah. And he's going to use them to draw people. For if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. There is a massive drawing that is taking place. Listen to me. Do not be one of those people that criticizes God's move. Sometimes even when we don't understand God's move, God has a way of moving in a new way. And sometimes religiosity will hinder people from accepting what God is doing, though that thing God is doing is holy. And when you put your mouth on something that is holy, you in turn curse yourself. You curse your destiny. Because the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 12 that we will have to give an account for every vain word that we have spoken. So sometimes when you don't understand what God is doing, it is better for you to be quiet. Go into your closet and pray. But I believe God is also breaking the boundaries of religiosity. God is bringing his people into a spiritual experience.
Are you ready? But don't just shout one hallelujah and then open your eyes and look around. Keep shouting hallelujahs until the Holy Spirit is giving you that new language that originates from him. Some of you will prophesy. Others of you will see visions. Others of you will know you have been called by God to preach the gospel as I also do. And you will go and do it in Jesus' name. I cannot lay my hands on you all, and that's totally unnecessary. But the hand of Jesus is coming now. And he will make that flame descend on your head. Are you ready? Then in the name of Jesus, stand up wherever you are. In the name of Jesus, close your eyes. In the name of Jesus, raise your hands. And now in the name of Jesus, shout your hallelujah! Parabokosia, Worship the Lamb in new languages. The whole wide world for Jesus. Shalama Garcia. Rabobo Savalabatio. Ilamado Savalabadeo. Karabalabasia Ravash. Receive now. Fire in Jesus' name. Receive fire. Your restriction is over. The fear of man has been cast out. Fire fills your soul. Praise the Lord in new languages. As the Holy Spirit gives you utterance. Shanti Koromo. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Keep it up, keep it up. Don't give up. Keep praising Him. Keep praising Him. He's worthy. He's worthy. The sick are being healed now. The Holy Spirit is a healing spirit.
I love you, people of God. Please share. Please like this video. Tell somebody. The Lord is getting ready to move in our midst, in the earth. Even those dead situations, you're getting ready to come alive. I see young revivalists, young people. God is raising up young people. My God, young revivalists. Let me stop right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love you all. This is Apostle Wise Preach, and I give God all the glory. Hallelujah.